You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 34 to 40. I read, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drinks? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." This is the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew, chapter 25. And contrary to what you will say today, Jesus was making reference to our kindness to other people, the way we treat God's children, the way we treat ourselves, how we give, how we check on each other. It's important to underscore that today, a lot of teaching centers around church believers bringing their money to the church, giving their money in tithe, in this, in seed, in all kind of things. The church is not being trained to be compassionate, to be loving to their fellow brothers and sisters. And yet, we did not see Jesus saying here that in that you brought the tithe to me, in that you sowed the seed for me. He said, you saw people who were hungry. You saw your brother who was hungry and you fed him. Your brother was in prison and you were going to prison to check on that your brother. Those who are sick, you took care of them. You saw your brother stranded as a stranger. You took that your brother and you helped him. The one that does not have clothes, you provided clothes for him. It is my prayer and desire that the church will once again be a loving church where we look out for each other. There is a danger in the false teaching that is going around today where giving is taught as church members bringing all their resources to one man. And the man takes it, he becomes extremely wealthy, and then he starts boasting how much he has. And then he start teaching people how to be rich. The very people who contributed the money that made him rich, he start teaching them 7 keys to material success. So you discover that many Christians, or maybe so-called, have become business-oriented in giving. They are no longer compassionate. That somebody can take a huge sum of money and go and sow it because somebody had lied to him or her that if you bring this seed, you are going to get 7-fold. That person will not see his brother who lacked a dollar and say, please, this is a dollar for you and your family. Please manage this. Christianity is the expression of the love of Jesus Christ. How can we say we are God's children? How can we say that we are preaching the love of Jesus and we are not loving to one another? The only love that we now know is to take all our money and give it to church and give it to men of God. And we are not by this in any way saying that we must not give to church need. No, we will give to church need. But we must also meet people's need. We must be compassionate. We must not give as a businessman. We must give as a people whose heart the love of Jesus has touched. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. For inquiries and counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.